Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 1 through 9. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 1 through 9. It says, "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will bring them back to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall take possession of it. These are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Thus says the Lord, we have heard a cry of panic, of terror, and no peace. Ask now and see, can a man bear a child? Why then do I see every man with his hands on his stomach, like a woman in labor? Why has every face turned pale? Alas, that day is so great, there is none like it. It is a time of distress for Jacob, yet he shall be saved out of it. And it shall come to pass in that day, declares the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and I will burst your bonds, and foreigners shall no more make a servant of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them." Now, this prophecy is about the tribulation period that's going to be coming up still. And even though the nation of Israel went back into the land after the time of captivity here under Nebuchadnezzar and the Medes and the Persians, ultimately, as you know, they were still under the hands of the Greeks and the Romans. And it's just been a continual struggle for the nation of Israel. Even though they're in the land now, they're still struggling even to have peace and prosperity that God's promised. It's not happened yet. The prophecies haven't been fulfilled. But look closely. It says Jesus is going to reign as king from Jerusalem, and David is going to be there ruling with him. Now, I know there's some discrepancy among Bible scholars about whether or not all these prophecies about David are just referring to Jesus, or whether or not they're David, literally King David, going to be resurrected and ruling with him. I believe the Bible, and I don't have time to get into the explanations of why, it's a 5-minute program. I believe the Bible is actually showing us that Jesus is going to be ruling and reigning from Jerusalem, and David is going to be serving as his prince. Because of the fact that people had been introduced by name to Jesus yet, the prophecies a lot of times will call Jesus David, but also King David, David. And so we're going to, I don't have time to get into it, but I just wanted to show you a couple prophecies real quick about the fact that in the last days, God is going to raise up King David for them. And in Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 22 through 24, it says, "I will rescue my flock, and they shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I'll set up over them one shepherd, my servant David. Then he shall feed them, and he shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken." Ezekiel 37, verses 15 through 28. It's Ezekiel 37, starting in verse 15, it says this. It says, "The Lord of the Lord came to me, son of man, take a stick and write on it for Judah and the people of Israel associated with him, and then take another stick and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel associated with him, and join them together into one stick, that they may become one in your hand. And when the people say to you, 'Will you not tell us what you mean by these?' Say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God, behold, I'm about to take the stick of Joseph that is in the hand of Ephraim and the tribes of Israel associated with him, and I'll join it with the stick of Judah and make them one stick, that they may be one in my hand. When the sticks on which you write are in your hand before their eyes, then say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will take the people of Israel from the nations among which they have gone and will gather them from all around and bring them to their own land, and I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be over them all, and they shall be no longer two nations, and no longer divided into two kingdoms. They shall not defile themselves any more with their idols and their detestable things, or with any of their transgressions, but I will save them from all the backslidings in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall walk in my rules and be careful to obey my statutes. They shall dwell in the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, where your fathers lived. They and their children and their children's children shall dwell there forever, and David my servant shall be their prince forever." And it goes on. Folks, let me just tell you, the Bible points to the fact that there's going to be Jesus ruling from Jerusalem, and David is going to serve as his prince. It's going to be an amazing, awesome time. The issue is, are we going to believe it, or are we just going to think that everything's just going to go on as it always has? There are too many prophecies about what is to come for Israel for us not to take them as true. So be praying for the nation of Israel. The days are coming in which they're going to be scattered even more than they have been before. And 2/3 are going to be killed. But at the end of it, Jesus will come back and restore the fortunes of Jerusalem and Judah. And I look forward to that day, and hopefully you do as well. Look forward to sharing some more with you from Jeremiah on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.